Coast Radio News for Monday, November 30th, 2020. I'm George Henry. As we near the end of the governor's two-week freeze, there's been little change in the rising numbers. Over the weekend, the state had another record day on Saturday with 1,669 cases. That was after a fairly muted Friday report where the state only reported 826 cases. Sunday's numbers were back up just under 1,600 at 1,599. The weekend totals in Lane County were a little better than last weekend, with 70 fewer cases reported for a three-day total of 172. There was also another increase in the 97439 zip code, with the Florence area adding another case for a total of 44. There were also 23 deaths reported over the weekend, one of which was a 62-year-old Lane County man with underlying health conditions who died at Peace Health Riverbend on November 23rd. To date, there have been 4,342 cases in Lane County, and the statewide total has now exceeded 70,000, with 74,120. There have now been 905 deaths that have had some association with COVID-19, and hospitalizations have also surged in the month of November with an over 209% increase. The Oregon Coast Humane Society has begun a new outreach for the homeless community and their pets. OCHS Executive Director Charles Brown says with colder weather setting in, it's important to meet the needs of the people and pets regardless of where they may live. The OCHS began the program on Thanksgiving Day and intends to distribute food on every Thursday. Brown says the Florence community has been extremely generous over the years with donations and contributions of food. Donations are still being accepted at the shelter, but Brown asks that you make an appointment, as food that is left randomly at the shelter's doors can quickly become wildlife food. Brown says that monetary contributions are a more flexible way for OCHS to buy what is truly needed. The Oregon Coast Military Museum raised approximately $18,000 in profit with its Florence Festival of Trees. Despite the coronavirus pandemic, the total raised is just about $1,000 less than last year's profit. There were some early glitches with the online live bidding early on Saturday, but it was quickly resolved as the auction moved forward. More than 70 trees were auctioned off, according to Wayne Sharp, who hosted the online event along with Jennifer King Wagner. Multiple trees exceeded the $500 mark, with the Horton Hears a Who tree, sponsored by Best for Hearing, getting the top bid at $1,150. The Florence Kiwanis Free Community Thanksgiving Dinner distributed 500 meals on Thanksgiving Day. The event was scheduled to take place over a three-hour period, but was finished in just over 30 minutes as vehicles lined up and some walk-in traffic also participated. The event was held at the Florence Elks Lodge, which also plans on reproducing a similar event for its annual Christmas dinner. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, November 30th, 2020.